for most of us, New Orleans is the birthplace of jazz, the home of Fats Domino, Alan Toussaint, Dr. John. But for the last 15 years or so, New Orleans' most influential music has been hip-hop. Hardcore rappers and their woozy celebrations of the ghetto have made New Orleans the epicenter of the musical style known as Dirty South. But now a group of young New Orleans MCs are bucking that trend, trying to prove that there's more to rap about than homicides and bling. Alec Hamilton has the story.
I'm in New Orleans, the city I love the most, the city where my home is, and where the people I still call my neighbors live, even though I moved away 2 years ago. In my 8 years living here, I had teenagers, just kids, really, with guns, rob me for $3, or my bike. Some of my friends got really hurt. Some got killed. The murder rate here is 10 times the national average.
The violence here is amazing to me. You know, like, it's, man. I don't really even have words for it. It's just horrible. It really is. But that's New Orleans, sadly.
That's 20-year-old rapper Chelsea. Because of Hurricane Katrina, she now lives in Baton Rouge. But she comes back on the weekends to record and perform with her up-and-coming rap group, New Renaissance.
Once for higher learning, I'm a new age, committed queen, new sages, new pages, written on what heavy dreams, two haters, reading from the newspapers of New Orleans, murder, 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 all they know and all they see.
New Renaissance is made up of five MCs, barely out of their teens. Yet their sound is a throwback to the jazzy beats and conscious rhymes of late 80s, early 90s hip-hop. It's very different from the grimy sound of the Dirty South. But it's not just their sound that sets them apart. It's also their message.
I say it's real music. It's just real. It's honesty. You know, I can't, you know, put a certain genre on it. I can't say it's conscious or it's positive. It's just, yeah, it's just real. It's life. It's not romanticized.
But then I gave myself a check. Only thing I need is my self-respect.
That's Mid-City AB, another rapper from New Renaissance. Not long ago, I caught a ride with him and Chelsea as they drove across town to meet the rest of the group at the recording studio.
Coming up in my street, very next street up. This used to be a school, Fitz Howard. They knocked it down last year. Empty lot now, just sitting there.
New Renaissance isn't alone in going the conscious rap route. But until lately, to find a really well-known positive rap song from New Orleans, you had to go back a couple of decades.
There once was a kid who lived in poverty, with the earth to make some real fast money. He needed a job and to get one he tried, but everywhere that he applied, he wasn't qualified.
My name is Dion Norman, professionally known as Devious. I am a New Orleans rap artist, and I have been recording music for 20 years. I started in 89, and my first record was a positive record. It was called Street Life. Baby T and Manny Fresh made the track. And it was a record about a young guy getting caught up in the drug game and ended up seeing his family members die. And then he ended up having to retaliate, and then he ended up dying. It was a big hit.
I'm not saying that dope is wrong or right. I'm only telling you about the raw street life.
But Devious didn't just rap about violence. He also warned of the consequences.
You know, they don't tell you, okay, you can get 25 to L, you can get lethal injection, you can lose family members, you can make a contribution to genocide. They don't tell you those type of things. They just speak about the grind and the hustle part of it.
So why do you think so much of the sound coming out of New Orleans over the last 10 years or so, I mean, it seems like a lot of it really accepted and even kind of praised that kind of life?
Because that's a product of our environment. New Orleans roots for the bad guy. You know, it's always been that way. New Orleans is a city that roots for the bad guy.
That's Manny Fresh. Manny is hip-hop royalty in this town. He's been around long enough to work with Devious D and see the Dirty South blow up nationally. First, there was Master P's No Limit label in the early 90s. And then the aptly named Cash Money Records. It featured artists like Juvenile, BG, and Lil Wayne, often rapping over Manny's beats.
House real big, cars real big, belly real big, everything real big.
That's Manny on his own track, Real Big.
Let me tell you how I live.
Is that a fish tank, bro, in the middle of the dash? Yeah, pimper, don't put your fingers on my glass.
Cash Money became known for a swaggering sound that Lil Wayne called gangsta gumbo. But now, Manny says much of it was misunderstood.
A lot of these so-called dudes that you think are the thugs or whatever, they just ghetto authors. They ghetto poets. You know what I'm saying? They cool at what they do, but don't imitate what they're saying or whatever. Don't go buy a gun and kill nobody. Like, you know, you got a lot of rappers who say, well, I'm selling out if I tell you that. Well, you might be saving a life if you tell a kid that, because they're impressionable.
Well, 10 years ago, I was loving that. I was loving Cash Money, No Limit. I thought that was life.
AB was barely 10 years old then.
I was standing in front of that TV all day just staring at it. That wasn't hip-hop at all, though. That's stunting, just like they said. That's stunting. That's stunting is when you showing, you like, yeah, I got this easy. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving this car, this easy. Like, you know, I'm holding up my jewelry and all that, but I ain't showing, you know, the bad stuff, the dark side.
At one point during the interview, a police car passes us slowly. A minute later, it passes us again. I see the officer eyeing us suspiciously. And that's when I realize he's probably looking at the mic I'm pointing at AB.
You think those police think I've got a gun?
They probably, they might. They might. Or maybe they just the patrol, because it's like, you know, it's hot around there. Like, he might be talking in a dispatcher or whatnot, but we cool. Especially because y'all are white. Especially because.
Once we arrive at the studio, we meet up with B Mike, a former teacher who produces rap videos and is the group's unofficial mentor. He's joined by fellow MCs Super Creative and LG. But the fifth member of the group, who goes by the name Cypha, is missing.
Well, it won't be five, because Cypha.
You hear me?
Cypha said, Cypha, he don't want to get on it.
He don't want to.
Y'all gonna have to talk to that brother. I don't know.
B Mike's not sure why Cypha suddenly bailed on the group, but he thinks maybe New Renaissance didn't fit his image.
I think he was talking about the entire thing in general, like the whole.
Positive.
Yeah. The Renaissance
that
idea.
Positive
word is just,
yeah, I hate that.
It's not. Like, see, you don't. Yeah, that's why you can't use it. Don't use it.
I think when you just keep it real, though, like that's my whole thing. Like, it could be whatever. Like, I'm gonna just keep it real. Now it's gonna be like that verse gonna get cut or not. But I'm just keep it real. They say no cussing. They say, you know what I'm saying, nobody get killed. You want to highlight the city, the positive things. Still, I've been there 21 years. They got some good things I could talk about from the city, you know.
And they got some bad things I could talk about.
They got some bad things, but that's not on this record. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the challenge. Talking about this stuff and selling it are two different things. New Renaissance's first video has 18,000 views on YouTube, which is not a lot for a rap single. Then again, if you look at the comments, people are really moved by what these guys are trying to do, including Manny Fresh, the former Cash Money kingmaker, who did as much as anyone to keep Southern rap dirty.
In the city where we're from, New Orleans, like, you definitely need positive role models. Like, you know, and I commend them on that, their bravery and everything for doing what they do. Because it's like, I mean, we from a crazy place.
He even produced the beat that the group is rapping on today.
New Orleans, baby! Get him!
It definitely gives us the credibility because people see Manny Fresh and they see us and like, okay, it must be something good if he's associated, you know, so it's definitely helping us.
B Mike says New Renaissance is quietly getting support from other rappers, too.
They understand. They're like, I'm happy y'all doing this because I might not be able to directly come out and say these things or directly come out and change my image to do this, but I'm happy somebody is and I want to support y'all.
Later, I found out that Cypha, who was missing earlier, rejoined the group. It was sort of a misunderstanding. He wasn't being negative about being positive. He just didn't think the new track was his style. So for now, New Renaissance and their message is intact.
We want better. Like, bottom line, I want better. For myself and for my people.
There's always going to be violence, but I will say this. Hopefully they'll take what I'm saying and just listen to it. And hopefully I'll be, you know, make some sort of difference. You never know. Never really know.
You never really know. But for them, for my neighbors in New Orleans, for myself, I really hope they do. For Studio 360, I'm Alec Hamilton.
And that's the new track called Freedom Land 2 from the rap group New Renaissance. You can see one of their music videos at studio360.org.